Lately, I have been really looking at this part of me who uses the practice, but especially recording and listening, in that way of making myself feel better or trying to fix something. And so when I heard that suggestion of, instead of it being like, okay, all my money karma's up, let me listen to my money playlist, which is kind of a little bit, you know, I'm seeing, you know, it's kind of a little bit around fixing something or trying to. And it's, you know.
And I think what you're closing in on, what you're pointing at is, it's about not fixing it.
Exactly.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're meant to believe that this is going to fix something, but it's actually designed to hold it in place. So the money karma comes up, I listen to this, nothing actually happened to the money. I mean, I'm just staying in the same relationship. Now I'm on this side of it, now I'm on this side of it, now I'm on this side of it, now I'm back on this side of it. But nothing ever really changes.
Yes! I know! Exactly!
Mm-hmm.
Right!
Mm-hmm.
Right!
So,
and,
you know, sure. No, go ahead.
Go, please. No, please. Yeah, I want to hear. I'd rather hear what you say.
Well, you start out saying, you know, there we can use recording and listening to make ourselves feel better, and that's a really interesting place, because of course that's actually pretty much what the Buddha taught, is to learn to direct attention in order to have the life experience we want to have. So what karmic conditioning would tell us is that we need to stay in the world that it's creating, and then we need to accept that. And that's awareness practice, and that's what's going to make us feel better. And that's actually not true, because that world that karma is creating for us is not real. And so there's no sense, really, in wasting our time attempting to accept something that is not real and, by the way, is unpleasant and causes suffering. So if we turn our attention away from that to what's actually real, we do feel better, which is kind of the whole point of awareness practice.
You know, let me check something out with you that dropped in when you were saying that.
Mm-hmm.
So when I'm... You know, when someone's picking up the recorder to listen,
mm-hmm.
I sometimes think, or whoever's picking it up, thinks that it's the, here we go, of course I know, they think it's the content of the recording. But really, turning to something else, it's the turning to compassion.
That's right. And beyond that, the person, and that has to be in quotes, okay, because we're not talking about a personality here. But the person who's doing the recording and listening practice is the person we want to live with.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Right? Because that person is practicing awareness. And that's what we want to be focused on. We want to be in conversation with that person who is practicing awareness instead of practicing being caught up in egocentric karmic conditioning, self-hate. So just hearing it, just pressing play and listening to whatever is there takes us into a, again, quote, little quote marks, a conversation that is awareness.